Going to Kansas City, Springfield, and Tulsa. Kansas City's first. Leaving the fam. My wife can't come because she's 8.5 months pregnant. So, Calvin, I'm going to go, okay?
Okay.
Okay, could you come here? Can you give me a hug? Yes. Dad, you got to go to work? Oh, I love you so much. Hey, how many days am I going to be back in?
3.
Okay, can you show me 3? Right? So, three. Tomorrow? Boop. Next day? Boop. And one more. Boop. And I'm back, okay?
Okay.
I love you. Give me a hug. Well, I love the pat. See you, bud. David is coming, too. And he has brought three jackets. He brought way too many jackets. He brought 3 jackets. So that's too many.
It's 40 degrees.
It's going to be cold.
Yeah, just bring 1 jacket.
It's going to be cold.
It's going to be cold, David.
That's what people do. It's going to be cold, Calvin. How many jackets should I take?
So many.
Good idea. See, Calvin knows.
See, that won't be too cold.
It's gonna be a little cold. It's gonna be like 40s out there,
though. This one, right? This is helmet Lang. What the heck is this? How did you get that? I've never even seen that jacket before.
Oh.
This one's cool. This one's cool. This one's great.
Chris, we know you have a lot of jackets.
Okay, no, I'm just saying. Ooh, you know what, dude? Oh, this one's so nice.
Okay, the car's waiting, Chris.
Oh, wow.
Is that, why do you have so many jackets?
Daddy, you don't need a jacket.
I don't need a jacket. You just said David should bring so many.
Yeah, but I look really cool in my jackets.
I look really cool in my jackets. Mm.
I feel like you just want us to see all your jackets.
This one's great, dude.
Matt, well, the thing is, the varsity jacket, I have one varsity jacket with a bunch of patches and letters on it.
So it's Gucci.
What is Gucci? Played 5 sports in high school.
Yeah.
So in every sport, I just had patches and patches and patches and patches and patches. So my jacket got really heavy. Mm. But in Texas, you don't need a heavy jacket. So it just kind of sat in my closet. But I don't understand why you have some.
Oh, that was pretty hard.
Yeah. All right, man. At this point, Chris, it's obnoxious. Will you just get like 2 or 3 jackets and let's go?
No, 2 or 3, dude. I have.
Yeah.
It's hard to pick. I'm going to bring this one. This one's the rain one. That one's nice. Okay, now I got to hang these up, dude. Calvin, can you hang these up?
He's invested.
Should be more invested in this family and hang these up is what I'm saying.
I think.
And I'll tell you right now.
Yeah.
Get tickets to my tour, chrisley.com. I hang up these jackets, dude. It's an XL. I'm a big boy. My big boy.
Okay, here we go. I mean, I don't like that you're taking so long. Okay, I got here an hour ago.
What's
Dad
doing? Taking a suitcase.
No, I'm not. I think I should probably grab another jacket.
Yeah. Oh, wow. There's a bunch of semen on that, so that's cool.
Oh.
Medical term, so it's okay. We'll get flagged. Nice. See you guys. Let's go. Yeah.
Pissed on my bag.
No, he didn't.
It's a little wet.
No. Chenzo pissed on your bag? That was me. I pissed on your bag. Did you really piss on your bag? No. 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 We're not starting it off like that, I'll tell you that. Everyone stay completely still. It really is a party in the USA, huh? What the... They don't want me cutting loose, though, honestly. What's up? Yeah, sure, of course.
Do you know that I knew it was you from, like, just the top of your head?
Wow, really?
Yes.
You know what's crazy?
What?
I never knew someone who actually had their feet out at the airport. I know that people do it, but Danny did it.
Don't show this. Don't show this. Because I've gotten to a lot of arguments with my black friends about this. You can't do that. No, period.
Oh, period.
They don't like when you have your toes out.
Dude, he goes like this. She says, what do you want? What 2 toppings do you want? And he goes, double nuts, no fruit. Which somehow, no fruit, and double nuts made it even gayer. And then she went and got it, came back, and he was like, y'all got brown sugar? And she was like laughing. She's like, I just asked you for it. I just asked you what you wanted. And then he also realized after he saw her, he wanted brown sugar because she's got a dark complexion. He's racist. I want some of your brown sugar. You think I don't know it? I know it. Dude, your chick's coming? You got a chick coming? Oh, dude, he ran into his ex-girlfriend. He's trying to get back together with her. That's awesome, dude.
They announced, they said Chris.
Christina, because that's who his girlfriend is. That's his ex. Yes, got out of that one.
Chris?
Oh,
wow.
Oh.
Wow, dude. Took an old... Wow, look at him, look at him, look at him.
Dan,
dude. This one's been here for a while. Let's get this one, too. Wow, dude. We're at the airport. We got to the airport. We drove to the airport. And then we should get on the plane. You should never have to get on another mode of transportation before you get on the main mode of the transportation. My top two, it's two modes of transportation. Tops. Car, then plane. Car, then train. You don't take car, then bus, then plane. Alas, here we are.
We're in the city of world champions.
World champions of what?
You guys know that? Oh, American football.
Of course I know that, dude. Of course I know that.
To Kansas City, I probably look crazy.
Have you had Kansas City barbecue?
Never.
They got good barbecue out here.
I never had it. It's go finger looking good.
Oh,
I
yeah.
That.
Oh yeah.
Finger-linger. What happened?
Always lotion your feet. Denny doesn't believe in lotions. Hope we can get him like a Jergens sponsorship.
You just gotta put a little water on it. Well, yeah. Can't wait till the guys get here. We just suck. We gotta suck their dicks, dude.
Oh man.
That's what it is. That's what this kind of thing. That's what this kind of thing is, dude.
I'm not sucking nobody's dick unless
that's
it's black.
That's fine. The guys will do it.
The guys will do it.
Okay. Guys will do it.
David's gonna shake some ass.
I thought you were racist.
When it comes to dick, I am.
Damn.
Oh.
I like nice, pristine black dick.
Thank you. I've been investing all this time.
It's just a good stretch. I need a stretch. You know. This is why I'm limber, dude. And you can't even touch your toes.
Well,
you can't even touch other people's toes.
What is that smell?
My pussy.
But you see? That's jailhouse pussy.
Dude, there's two TVs in this thing, right? One behind there and one here. And I asked the guy, I said, can you turn the TV on? He said, no, it doesn't work. And I'm good. And then he says, both of them to me. Like, I'm gonna ask this guy.
Just one or both?
Yeah, just the front.
No, both don't.
He said the front works. The front works.
I would never ask. See, this is the thing. You ask too many questions.
No, he just said the front works.
No,
he didn't.
So stupid, dude.
It's like a married couple. All they do is bicker and then their makeup later. Oh, their feet course, intertwine.
I mean, he's always right. No dude, what?
It's a good
right?
marriage.
I'm with the most always religious crew, if I'm honest. Except for Sam and Enrique. But Enrique's Jewish.
I mean, I'm more of just a New Testament guy.
Yeah, I'm into the New Testaments.
Maccabees?
I'm into a lot of the Testaments.
Yeah. How many on toilet?
I told Chris we gonna take him to black church.
He would have so much fun.
Yeah. See? You already got it.
Oh my Lord, 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 Lord.
Hey.
That's from Glory, actually. I don't know. You know Glory when it's oh my Lord, 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 Lord.
I feel like one of y'all are off beat.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No,
I do it to be
fun.
I do it to be funny, but he doesn't to be back.
No, he sped up. He said, oh my Lord.
Okay, well, how would you do it?
I'll say, oh my Lord.
Oh, already back.
See?
It's not even that. That's not what it is. It's dude. It's, yeah, oh my Lord, 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 Lord.
I think that is. That is
bad. Yeah, and then someone goes, Lord, I would like to say to it, and then we just go, oh my Lord, 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 Lord.
That was actually
now that was good.
That was good.
Really
good.
That was good.
Dude, Chris, what's going on with this?
I have a flip phone because I'm done. I don't want to have my phone. I just on it too much. And so, I'm trying to text
Kristen.
Chris
just wanna hang up on us emphatically.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to text Kristen, but I can't figure out
how to text on this.
Come on, I can't do LMAO. I just figured out how to get the text messages, and I meant to write LOL got these, and instead I wrote LOL got titty. And I can't delete the titty. Delete it. This is... Oh, wow, I'm getting angry.
Wait
on Chris?
Yeah, because David gets up and goes to look at all the food, and the lady's gonna come over and be like, "Can I take your order?" And then she's gonna fucking, he's not gonna be here. I'm ordering anyway, dude. Understand life.
You tried to sneak a question while I was taking a picture. What'd you ask her?
I said, "How's the pizza?"
How's the pizza? This guy asks. Of all things, you don't need to ask. How's the pizza?
Need to ask that. Because she said
he snuck it. I go take a picture. I'd be nice to a bunch of people, and this guy goes like this. So how's the pizza? No, and I
can't be nice. That's what it is.
Yeah, of course.
This makes no sense. How's the pizza?
Oh, I had to do it like this.
Oh, wow.
It looks like it was taken by a fucking baby monitor.
Ooh.
You guys are dancing together. You guys are dancing together.
Where's Chris going?
Yeah, who cares? Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Sorry. You understand what that was like, man? You understand what that was like?
Great. Was it great? The guy was very kind.
He was very kind.
Very knowledgeable about the city. Had good music.
We took an Uber and he just... Where's my flip phone? And he just... Dude, he like... He starts the conversations, and then the guy will say something, and then I'm left to hang out to dry because I'm in the front seat. So now I got to do the whole conversation. And I got to be like, oh, yeah, really? Oh, yeah, dude. I don't want to do that. It's like lifting weights right now, dude.
And Chris doesn't have his phone, which
yeah,
is
I'm just like,
stuff.
I don't have my phone. I'm bored out of my fucking skull, dude. And I got to talk about the goddamn ballet. You ever been to ballet, sir?
Kansas City Ballet.
He'd never been.
I didn't like that, man.
You've noticed that when I walk into a room, sometimes I'm grumpy.
Yeah.
And you're saying that now you walk in and you radiate the positivity.
That's.
And it changes it. So
yeah.
I guess my question is then, if you're always with me,
why are
then
you
how do you know that I was, that we, sometimes I, it's grumpy, why didn't you do that earlier? And you failed
because,
at it,
right? Because a lot of times you make fun of me for being so, like, positive and being so, like, I interact with people and you're like, ah, like, don't do that. And I'm like...
You stifle it.
Yeah.
And you don't think I stifled it today?
I didn't let you.
Because it has more power behind.
Yeah.
With me.
It's the two of you.
It's more of a team effort.
I like how you weren't able to get that Shazam off. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, life. I like how you're
right
not...
There.
Yep.
Negative.
Yep. I like here's the because here's
I'm
the thing. Denny's been Shazamming every single song that's been here. Not only that, they're already in his library. He's like, oh yeah, I have that one.
You know how you forget about songs?
Yeah, but then when they turn on, you remember them.
Not the word, not the title. Sometimes the song went, "How does it feel to be a," and but it's the song that's called "Persuasive." You would think it was called
"How Does It Feel." Fair enough, but don't be Shazamming stuff that you already be having. No, Denny plays songs in the green room, like way down the hall, like in his room, and I'd be closing the door.
No, you don't. You be listening. Then watch it. Here come the beat drop.
Wow. Me at the doctor's office in the waiting room, just like... Am I? Oh no, it's her. Okay, so she's. I'm not next. Okay. Well, just can I have the bathroom key? That's me.
If your doctor is Kay Trinata, you in the most lit doctor's office I've ever heard of. If your doctor is playing this.
Yeah, you're probably gonna die soon because they're not being doctors. They're being more grooving. You know what I'm saying? Like they're not like concerned, but they're concerned with keeping it lit.
No, you can be healed by the power of music.
Oh, got it. So I go like this, well, what do I do? And they go, play some Kay Trinata. They go, are you gonna give me medicine? And they go like this. We already honestly be giving you medicine ever since you've been here.
You see, you be resistant to shit that you ain't familiar with,
yeah.
Like pickleball.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, me and you sit down, I'll play this song for you. loud and you hear how many
I would like to.
Places it takes you, it'll change your
You know where it takes me? The doctor's office. Main place. And then to the doctor's office, the waiting room, and then into the doctor's area.
I'm glad this is being documented right now. Because wait till I play this song.
Doctor, Kate Trinata, MD. Is it Kate Trinata or K Trinata? Is it, because it's like, is it A Blinken or A Blinken?
I feel like you said the same thing twice.
Kate Trinata or K Trinata?
K Trinata.
K?
Yeah.
Trinata.
Yeah.
A Blinken. Who freed the slaves? Well, that's the first time I've ever talked. Like, I looked in your eyes and said that, and I've never.
I like that. That was. You did it as though you had something to do with it.
Yeah, no. Well, I'm too young. No, I didn't. And I wouldn't, even if I was old enough, I wouldn't. I wouldn't have had anything to do with it.
Mm. Wait a minute.
Yep.
Now I'm concerned. You wouldn't have been involved?
No. No. Guys, that would have been me.
So you wouldn't have helped free the slaves?
No, I would have. That's what I'm saying. I would have been like to the masters or whatever. Guys, we don't really need to do all this. How many do you need?
What if they're like two?
I would have to be like, what are the circumstances for... Well, let's ask them. I would say let's ask them.
The slaves?
Well, I don't call them that, racist. I would say... The human. They're humans. Humans. It be your own people sometimes.
I be the people?
You might be the people. One thing's for sure. Honestly, slavery fucking sucked. We all agree on that. I am not for it. I do not agree with it. I think everybody would agree with that. He lives with that. What I want, you got, and a hot to hard to handle in his head.
I told you, bro. What's up, guys?
I said, David lives his life like a man who has had cancer before.
Yeah. Hey, life is and precious, beat it. Man. Yeah, you never know. Four. You never know your last day. You never know your last moment. You take every moment, you make the most of it, man.
Like, David is reminded how precious life is.
Because
he beat cancer.
Like, don't you see it in him?
Yeah.
Like, he was once a bad man.
Yeah.
And got his life together.
Even the art, because, like, every town has its own vibe and feel and architecture. And...
I hate when he does that, dude. I want him to talk. I like what he has to say.
I have important things to do.
But it sucks.
How you doing, man?
That he doesn't. So he starts talking, no matter what I do, I can't stop him from telling David to. Here we are, dude. Kansas City, Kansas, right?
Yeah, Missouri.
We're in Missouri? Oh yeah, Kansas City, Kansas is an industrial area that only has 100,000 people in it. Kansas City, Missouri has 500,000 people in it, and it is on a poppin'. So here we do it. Kansas City, Missouri, here we are. City of Fountains, which is... what Enrique says.
What are you doing?
We're at the Crystal Lee Show in Kansas City, Missouri. I love Chris. We're the fucking babies. Life rips.
Downtown Kansas City. We're here with Chris D'Elia about to come out. Seen the man. I've only seen him on podcasts. Never in real life.
We're in Kansas City, Missouri. I was active duty in the Navy and saw him at a comedy club in Virginia Beach. 2017, I think. This is her first time seeing him.
Super excited.
Denny's killing, man. He's on stage and absolutely destroying. I mean, they're so good. So we'll see. I mean, then Lulu's going to destroy. Man, they're going to have like 30 minutes of show before I get on there. They're going to be tired. Why are there two Kansas Cities next to each other?
So right, I just want to say thank you. Sometimes you got to say it twice. Lit. All right. Chris D'Elia!
I was good. The 10 days off fucks with me a little bit, but once I got my footing, it felt like I was on. But yeah, it was good. And also, it's really weirdly like bright out there. I couldn't see shit in the audience, which usually you can't see anything. But that one was like, I almost felt like I was in a dream. It was fucking odd. It was like I was doing it in my room by myself. But once I was like locked in, it was, it felt better to me. It was great. It was great. They were great. I mean, they were great. Kansas City is awesome, man.
What are we about to do, Chris?
We're about to call Brian Callen. Yo, Brian, what's up, man? Just had a show in Kansas City. It was pretty cool, man. Sold out naturally, but it's all good. It doesn't matter. You know, some places are bigger, some places are smaller, and it was great, man. Yo, keep killing it out there, man. Keep killing it, dude. How's your merch game doing? I really am a superstar, David, huh? Yo, what do you have a question about?
Nah, no questions at all.
Dude. My son's name on that chain right there. Love it. Gonna have to get another one for my other son. My neck's gonna be heavy. Hey, David, I'm a superstar, huh? You got any questions?
No, man, no.
All right, guys, thanks for coming by, dude. I'll see you guys later. I'm going to bed. Dude, I got jokes galore, man. Once one joke ends, I got another one coming, dude. You thought that last one was funny about my neck being heavy? Joke, another joke coming that I live here and I'm going to bed here in the green room. Both of those jokes are hilarious. I probably got more, but maybe for another time.
Oh, he broke the shit out of something. He broke something bad.
That's how we roll.
Honestly, he broke that. He broke the shit out of that. But what he really broke was our hearts, because he said we would be able to eat there, and we aren't able to eat there because the kitchen's closed. So he broke that, and he broke our hearts. Congratulations on breaking two things, David.
Woo!
What?
You broke that, but you really broke our hearts because you said that it would be ready for food, but it wasn't. So
great.
Great. Yeah.
Woohoo.
Uh-uh, man.
Why are you like a character from Grease? What are you doing?
I'll tell you why. It won't go down.
Dude, I just saved your life.
David, what the fuck?
Thank hey,
you.
Man.
David!
David!
Anyway, dude. Oh, dude! I'll run up and put a quarter in it, man. Hey, my man, I run up and put a quarter in that, dog.
It's too heavy. Oh, got it. I'm gonna hurt my back. Oh, fuck. Yeah, I got it. Thanks. No, I got it now, dude. Thanks, man. Thanks so much. I got it now.
Chris, you're so obnoxious.
That was a lot of money.
What?
I was like hoping like a 20 would fall or something.
Finning, don't get some cut.
Dude, so cool that I'm rapping, eating Pepto Bismol. Yo. What's up? Yeah, no diarrhea, no heartburn.
KC, you see how you got us living, KC?
Yeah.
I got a whole bottle of those in my room.
Hell yeah, that's gangster.
I shit 5 times today.
I shit 4 times.
Me, 4 times. And together, that's 13 times. What's up?
In your butt. That's
all you win.
You only got me?
Wait, honestly, it's not me. I don't know what you're thinking.